Hello and welcome to another episode of Downward Lane.
Hi everyone.
So Heather, we're gonna continue with the Tennessee series.
Yeah, we're
you're like the Tennessee kid.
Tennessee kid.
What does Justin Timberlake call himself? Tennessee kid. Is it the Tennessee kid? That's where I got that from. Okay. So she was on location in Sevierville,
Tennessee. There you go. This is just outside of Pigeon Forge in Gatlinburg.
Okay.
We actually, our cabin was in Sevierville.
Sevierville, okay.
Sevierville is massive.
I know, you were telling me that last episode, it's and I need huge. To, like, look into this.
Yeah, it's huge, and Pigeon Forge is smaller, and Gatlinburg is teeny tiny. But Sevierville is just, like, yeah. The county is Sevier County.
Okay.
So, yeah.
It's a weird name. Every weird. Time you say
I
it,
guess
like...
the first, I looked it up, because that's what I do.
Yeah.
Like, why is this called Sevierville? And it's S-E-V-I-E-R. V-I-L-L-E. And one of the first governors of Tennessee, his last name was Sevier.
Oh, that's where it comes.
From this area. So that's where it's from.
Was he like... I don't know. The word severe. I don't know. It's like,
I don't know. Severe injuries. I think he's like French or something.
Oh, okay.
So maybe it's like Sevier.
I got it.
Who knows? I don't know. But that was his last name.
Okay.
So that's where it came from.
The more you know.
So yeah. Today we are on location in the city of Sevierville, Tennessee, covering the unsolved case of the death of Shannon Dawn Hurcutt.
And I don't know anything about this case. I'm very excited to learn about it.
I stumbled upon it. I was looking for some stuff in Sevierville, and because, you know, I don't want to generalize here, but when you're in the South, there's like, and you're in the rural South, there's certain kinds of crimes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are meth factories.
Moonshine.
A lot of them are moonshine, like illegal this, growing marijuana in the middle of the mountains. Unfortunately, some people that were like drug addicts, like abusing their children or neglect or that kind of stuff, which is not my jam. But this one is very interesting.
Okay. Can't wait to hear about it.
So I just wanted to talk about it. So sitting across from me is Jessica.
And that's Heather.
And we want to take you on a trip with us.
Down Murder Lane.
Yep.
Okay. Very excited.
Ready for the favorite segment?
Yes.
West Dallas or Florida? Okay.
Not even looking.
A man has been arrested after he allegedly stole 66 rolls of toilet paper from a hotel.
When was this? 2020?
Yes.
I mean, I get it.
Yes. He has been charged with theft from a public lodging establishment, which is a third-degree felony.
Really?
Yeah. For fucking toilet paper. Anyways, the arrest report claims that a security guard spotted the man as he pushed a trash can towards a van outside the hotel. From there, the guard noticed that the man put a large garbage bag inside the van before walking back into the hotel. Upon closer inspection, after peering into the window of the van, he saw the bag had a substantial amount of toilet paper rolls that he said belonged to the hotel.
It's like looking in the van, yeah. Like, wipe the window.
Yeah, like if I'm going to look in a van...
I'm not going to look in a van.
No. Number one, not looking in a van.
Yeah.
Number two, if I'm going to look in a van and there's a bag.
Yeah.
Like, would you look in the van if you saw somebody put a garbage bag in a fucking van?
No. I don't even like parking next to vans.
No. I wanted to talk about, like, the balls that this guy has.
Well, he's a security guard, I guess.
And then he's like, I wonder if it's, like a dead body or limbs. He's like, that's fucking toilet paper.
Thank God there's people like that, though.
I know.
Because I would not.
Mm. Right. Okay. So shortly after, hotel management called the police. The man admitted to stealing 66 rolls of toilet paper from the hotel, which were worth around 99 cents each, for a total of $65.34.
That's a felony because it's an establishment?
Yes. It's so ridiculous. Like, I am sorry.
Yeah. I'm just going to throw this out there. I should have a felony. Because when, back in high school, we used to toilet paper people's houses.
Mm-hmm.
And... when we did not have any money for toilet paper, I wasn't going to take it from my house.
You need the big rolls from school.
Would go to Burger King and take it out of their bathrooms.
Yes.
But we only did it one time, and you can't throw those rolls because they're huge.
They're huge and heavy.
And so, like, we're like, oh, it's such a waste.
Yeah.
We wanted, like, oh, we're going to take this toilet paper. So, yeah, I probably should have a felony.
Well.
No, it's too big. You have to, like, unwind a bunch, and then, like, that kind of defeats the purpose because then you have to throw it and doesn't, like, throw good. Anyway, sorry. This poor guy.
No, yeah. So
it's probably 2020.
He apologized for the incident. The man worked at a hotel as a cleaner, and it was during 2020. And he's like, I can't What if he had irritable bowel syndrome and was pooping all the time, mm-hmm. and he needed...
Couldn't get toilet paper, because all the hoarders...
What are you supposed to do?
That wasn't the first time he stole toilet paper, I guarantee.
I have another story.
I bet in his house he's got all those little bottles, yeah. shampoo. Good for him.
For sure. So, this guy that I briefly, like, super briefly dated in college, he was a weirdo, so stopped. But I was living in the dorms, and I was a sophomore in college, and he had a house that he shared with some friends. And his friends, he came over to my dorm room to visit me, okay?
Okay.
And his roommates told him, pick up toilet paper on your way home. But he stole the toilet paper from the dorm.
What? Like, yeah. out of your room? He, like took your toilet paper?
We didn't have our own bathrooms. It was, like, a shared bathroom.
Oh.
So he stole the toilet paper out of the bathroom in the dorm.
Girls' bathrooms,
no, too. No. Because it's a co-ed.
Oh.
Like, half of... There's a wing.
Mm-hmm.
And one wing is girls and one wing is boys. So,
oh.
So he was in my room. And then he went down to the wing.
Took
toilet paper from the boys' bathroom. Yeah. And then his roommates were like, where'd you get this toilet paper? And he's like, oh, I just went to see Heather. I just stole it from the...
Yeah. It probably didn't fit on the roll. It was probably
and they were, like, all pissed off. They're like, why did you bring this shitty... And it was, like, shitty toilet paper.
Oh, of course, yeah. It's that, like, really crappy stuff.
He should have a felony.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Stealing
That's
from
an establishment,
government.
Yeah.
It's a government building.
That's true.
Because it's a state college.
I'm learning about so many laws today.
I know.
Well, there are worse things. Like, okay, so at work, people used to steal, like, food. And
it's
a lot
hard.
Of times, I would just, like, that's a need. That's not
that's
a want.
Hard. It's like, if somebody's stealing, like, bread,
yeah.
it's like,
mm-hmm.
if somebody's stealing a Sprite,
yeah.
probably don't need that.
Yeah.
Somebody's stealing a banana?
Yeah. Or any food. I always felt really bad, and I know Jim has a story where he caught a guy stealing a thermostat because it was in the winter, and his thermostat, he's like, when he caught him, he's like, I didn't even take the most, he took, like, the cheapest one, because he didn't have any, you know, he didn't have any money, and it's like, that crosses the lines, too, like, you know, when you feel bad for people. So, you know what, this guy, good for him, I mean, don't steal, PSA, but he needed toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I should have gotten in trouble. Because we're dealing toilet paper. Not right? this guy.
Toilet paper.
Oh, okay. So where did this happen?
So did it happen in West Dallas or Florida?
This is a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Probably somewhere in Florida. Sounds like a Florida man
where
story.
Correct.
Yeah, where at?
Orlando.
Oh. Well, there's so many hotels there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. They didn't miss it.
And why, like, it's worth $65. I'm sorry, but... Can you just, like, write him up and just be like, don't steal from us again?
Or terminate his employment because now he's not trustworthy.
Yeah, and now he's a felon.
But don't,
for
yeah.
For fucking toilet paper?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways.
Do better, Hilton.
I just don't like it. It was Marriott.
Do better, Marriott.
Yeah, Marriott.
Damn.
Weak-ass shit. Okay.
Okay.
TripAdvisor says the number one thing to do in Sevierville is to visit the Forbidden Caverns.
I didn't know about this. Ooh.
I don't think we would have been able to go to it because I think both of my children would have been freaked out.
Really?
Yeah, by a cave.
Oh, it's like a cave. Mm-hmm. Oh, we've done this.
The caverns provide the visitor with an entertaining and educational one-hour walking tour past sparkling formations, towering natural chimneys, numerous grottos, and a crystal clear stream.
That's cool.
The trails are well-lighted and with handrails for safety. The walking tour is about 1 hour long and highlights formations created by nature thousands of years ago.
I can't remember where... I think we were in Branson.
Mm.
And we went to... I've been to a couple of these caves.
Yeah.
There's one out in, like, somewhere...
Yeah, Cave of the Mounds.
Cave of the Mounds.
It's wonderful, yeah.
But there's
We've
one in
been there,
Eagle?
But not for kids. Not with kids.
Not with kids. Apparently, they do, like, scouting where you can camp inside there.
No.
It would be cool. I think the kids would like it. It would freak me out.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I could just think, oh, this stalagmites or whatever, stalactites,
I just
whatever.
I like, I'm claustrophobic.
Pierce me in my sleep. Yeah.
So I...
Yeah.
And I
Those
also have,
shift.
Like, a really, like, weird recurring dream of being buried alive. So that doesn't work for me.
We should look to see what that means. What does that mean?
It means I'm overwhelmed.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So you've looked it up?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Emily had a dream the other... She's telling me, I had a dream my teeth are falling out. I'm like, God, that means something. I just don't know what.
There's things are changing. Something. She feels like something's changing in her life.
Oh, that's it. See, I need to learn. I learn these to you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It means that something is changing. Or there's like a loss. Did she lose something? Did someone leave in her class?
I don't know.
There's a change.
Hmm. I'll have to ask her. She probably won't know. She probably just...
Maybe she's sensing something. Her subconscious.
Something's changing. Well, maybe.
Is sensing that something's changing.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
I don't know. All right.
All right. Getting into this case.
Yes.
On August 3rd, 2009, in Sevierville, Tennessee, police responded to a report from OnStar of a car crash. In a Cadillac Escalade SUV at the bottom of a steep slope off of Walker Trail, they found the body of Shannon Hercutt, you said? Mm-hmm. Hercutt, age 40. At first, police believed this to be an unfortunate accident on the Whiting Mountain Road, but soon clues would show otherwise. A successful business owner, Shannon Hercutt founded her company.
She was a baller.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Auntie Bellham's Realty and Nightly Rentals. Aw.
Yeah, she owned tons of rental properties, like vacation cabins.
Yeah.
She owned over 130 properties.
Oh my God.
She was a fucking baller.
Wow.
Yeah. And then she was single, so it was all her.
Good for her.
She was a baller.
She had some fun, I bet.
Yeah, she was awesome.
Okay, so Auntie Bellham's Realty and Nightly Rentals, with the demand for vacation rental properties in the Great Smoky Mountains increased in the 1990s. I remember, like, that time period. Like, mm-hmm. we're going to the Rocky Mountains or whatever. Okay. Employees described her as successful and passionate about her company. She lived alone in a tidy white ranch home on East Milford Haven Drive outside of Sevierville and Pigeon Forge.
When Shannon's family learned details of the crash, small clues caused them to be suspicious. She was not known to go driving late at night. And I want to describe this road. These roads are mountain roads.
No joke, yeah.
And they're skinny and there's no guardrails. So, like, driving on them at night is really, we really didn't either, because mm-hmm. it's not, like, our cabin, we had to go up this really steep
road.
And there's really only room for one vehicle.
Yeah.
So if somebody's coming down, there are certain spots where you could pull off and look to see if somebody's coming, but...
And all you do is look over and you can see straight down.
Yeah.
Scary.
So I could see somebody not driving late at night. She always wore her seatbelt. And the evidence showed she was not wearing her seatbelt at the time of the crash.
Oh.
That would be weird for me, too, because I always wear mine.
Yeah.
She was never known to drive with her windows down. Her cousin told the media that Shannon was very picky about her hair and would never drive with the windows down.
Yeah, the humidity down there sucks.
Yeah, and she was very, like, if you look at the pictures of her, she's perfect looking all the time. After hearing all of this and finding it very suspicious, her family requested an autopsy. The autopsy found that Hercutt suffered head injuries she could not have possibly sustained in the crash. Detectives determined someone likely killed Shannon at her home and then placed her in her SUV and sent it 125 feet down the embankment toward the rental cabins she owned.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. The sheriff's office then launched a homicide investigation. Rumors began to surface due to some allegations made by some family members.
Shannon had a rocky relationship with her father, Ted. She was described as strong-willed, and this appeared to be something she inherited from him. The two often had periods of estrangement and then reconciliation. At the time of Shannon's death, her father told the Knoxville News Sentinel that they were involved in a litigation over a piece of property. So, he's suing. Okay. Family members said Ted was close to cutting Shannon out of his will. I'm sure she didn't even fucking need you.
She was loaded. It sounded like she had way more than him.
Yeah.
So she was probably like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
He's probably
trying to use it as leverage. Oh, I'm going to cut you out of my will.
She's like, fine.
Yeah.
Go ahead. She was single. She was balling and she had no children. She didn't need his money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ted Hercutt was on vacation with his then wife and other daughter in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina at the time of Shannon's death. Okay, he has an alibi.
Mm-hmm.
According to his interviews, he said he quickly realized Shannon's death was not an accident. Mm. He asked a friend who was a retired park ranger to investigate why.
What is a park ranger? I mean, I know that they're, like, kind of policey, but, like...
Yeah. I wonder what they would know. Maybe, like, the elevations and something? I don't know. Ted criticized the law enforcement agencies that handled the crash and investigation. Ted said the airbags did not deploy and there were no skid marks at the scene.
Mm-hmm. That is weird.
Yeah, no skid marks, but what about the... Well, the airbags, I mean, if you have to hit something hard or... I don't know. He said an electronic device in the Escalade showed it was only going 7 miles per hour before the crash. Oh.
So, like, somebody put her in the car and jumped out of it.
Yeah. Got out and, like, let it go over the side. Shannon's sister, Penny Stephens, or Stevens.
Either one, I'm not sure.
Said she went to Shannon's house after the crash and saw a baseball bat, blood on the outside refrigerator, and 2 broken bottles of alcohol on the floor.
Yeah.
Hmm.
In early February 2015, Penny and her and Shannon's stepmother went on the Dr. Phil show and accused the father, Ted, of arranging Shannon's murder. In the emotionally heated episode, you can watch this too, it's fucking wild. Penny said her father and sister had been fighting at the time of her death, and she accused him of playing a role in Shannon's murder.
Hmm.
Penny said to Ted on the show, "I know you have paid someone to kill Shannon. Don't sit there and act like you're so innocent." During the show, Ted denied any involvement. He admitted to being a suspect, but said that investigators had cleared him of any involvement. Ted was never charged, and he died in 2017.
Dang.
Yeah.
Dr. Phil bringing it out.
Yep.
Is it me, or is it...
Oh, is it I think it's still me.
Okay.
Authorities have been hesitant about releasing details of the case. Even 13 years later, the chief detective would not release the initial report or elaborate on the cause of death.
Damn.
He would also not say what was found at her home. The Sevier County Medical Examiner has never responded to media requests to release the autopsy reports.
Hmm.
Most of the information that has been released was from family members.
Hmm. So it's like hearsay.
Yes. Recently, it was released that evidence has pointed to someone outside the family who knew Shannon. Law enforcement believes that they have a motive, but they are unable to release it. They said it would be too obvious who they are talking about, which is why it cannot be released. Recently, DNA evidence has been resubmitted to the state crime lab for further examination, and this is still an open investigation.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So maybe we'll have an update.
Yeah. Shannon's sister Penny will not rest until justice has been served. She is quoted as saying, "I know she was murdered. Don't..." Tabby, her tail just like hit my paper. "Don't ask me why, I just know. It kills me every day. A little bit of me dies because I feel like I'm letting my sister down for not having justice."
And I mean, I feel like when you know something like this, you just know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially a sibling or something.
Like a sibling and somebody that you're... It sounds like they were very close.
Yeah.
And in her gut, she's like, this isn't...
Not right.
No.
So the Hurcutt family said a $45,000 reward is still available for information leading to the arrest and conviction of whoever killed Shannon.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's it.
Yeah.
So...
That's crazy.
I mean, it could be the dad, because they had... Like, the dad hired someone.
Mm-hmm. And he made it so obvious, oh, I'm going to be in...
In Myrtle Beach. Myrtle Beach. I mean, that's pretty...
Yeah.
But the person that they have... That they... The suspect... That could be the person that he hired, and they haven't put that together yet, or it could just be somebody else altogether.
I wonder what happened with all her properties. Like
I was trying to find that out. Like, if the estate just got sold.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see Antebellum's any signs for anything, and you would think that she...
Yeah.
It would still be around. I was looking.
I was going to say we could search the company.
And she owned all of these places in Pigeon Forge.
Yeah.
Up on these mountains, and we were driving over there, and it's beautiful places.
Oh, yeah.
We were like, we would stay over here next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, post-content discussion, we went to Walker Trail. We think we figured out this. There was a couple places that could have been where she went over.
Yeah, but it's an open investigation, so there's not exactly...
Right.
Yeah.
So, wow. We took pictures at the one where I think it is.
Yeah.
Where I think she went over.
So scary.
Yeah, it was the mountain embankment by Shannon's vacation rental properties where her SUV was discovered crashed with her body inside.
Jeez.
Because the other, there was two that like didn't have any houses down.
Yeah.
And the other ones had houses down on the bottom of the embankment, so I couldn't see.
Yeah. And you have to find out the addresses of those houses. Right. And then search to see who the owner right. was.
And I couldn't get that information. Well,
yeah, you can't just drive down to those no. houses, too. Like, oh, you have to go up some weird roads to get to it.
Yeah, it was hard. So. It was hard. Yeah. But we found two of them.
Okay.
That I think were, could have been it was it. One of those.
Yeah.
For sure. And then we also drove by her home, her former home, at 1506 East Milford Haven Drive in Pigeon Forge. And this neighborhood was beautiful.
Really?
Her house was not anything that was crazy nice. Yeah. It was very nice. It was like a white brick ranch with like an exposed walkout basement.
Okay.
But the neighborhood was like in the foothills of the mountains, so it was really hilly.
Yeah.
And some of the houses were just stunning.
I'm sure.
Like, we drove in there, I was like, oh my God, I would live in here. This is beautiful.
Yeah.
It was stunning. Huge, big yards. Amazing views, because the houses were kind of up on hills.
Yeah.
So just incredible just to views.
See, yeah.
Just beautiful.
Oh, that's cool.
Beautiful. So that's where she lived and where they believe that she was murdered.
Murdered, yeah. Probably.
So, all right, brings us to the next yeah. Snoop Dogg quote.
What's he got to say about all this?
The most important decision I've made in business, the choices of people I have around me.
That's really...
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Always can find a way to...
Can always find a way.
To whatever case we're working. All so, yeah. right. That's crazy.
That's the case of Shannon Hurcutt.
I hope they find justice. I hope they figure it out.
People in the area, like... She was very well known and very prominent.
Yeah.
And people still are really, like, upset.
Yeah. Wow.
And they, like, hate her dad. If you go on Reddit, the people there are just like, fuck him.
I love Reddit.
Yes. I love Reddit. I, like, go on Reddit all the time and then I can't sleep.
Yeah.
And, like, keep going down Reddit.
Well, I deleted, I told you about my TikTok. I had it for, like, a day. And I was up to, like, 3 or 4 in the morning. Remember I was, like, sending you guys videos and I'm like, I can't have this app. So I deleted it. But it doesn't stop me from reading Reddit. Like, I can read something, like, I go down and, so fun.
I know, I go down major Reddit rabbit holes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to use it, though, for information.
Yeah.
When you're doing this stuff.
You can't
stuff.
Find a lot of information on certain cases.
I was trying to find information on her case.
Yeah.
But it was more people just saying, fuck Ted Hurcutt than anything else.
I mean, love it.
It sounds like he was a dick.
Yeah.
But she was very well-liked, and she was, like, a major employer in the area. Like, a lot of people worked for her.
Yeah.
And she... was nice and pretty and...
Well, just like Dollywood, they say, and I did not know all the... I think I talked to you about this. Like, I did not know all the philanthropy that...
Yes.
That she's Dolly Parton amazing. Does. Like, she only hires people, like, from that area, and, like, I think that's amazing. And everything there is affordable. Mm-hmm. Like, when you go to the park, like, they're not giving you $13 kids' meals. It's, like, $5, like, something you would see. Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, and it sounded people. Like this girl was, like, another homegrown girl that made it big. Obviously not as big as Dolly Parton, but people really liked her, and she did a lot for the community.
That's good.
And she employed a lot of people, and she really helped with the tourism income and the industry.
Yeah.
Which brings a lot of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So people were really upset when this happened to her.
I'm sure. I'm sure. Yeah. Hopefully one day they get justice.
I hope so. I hope so.
All right. So you guys know the huge. Follow us on Instagram at Downward Elaine.
Slide in my DMs. Yep. I haven't gotten any DMs lately, y'all.
It's been really quiet, huh?
No. Everybody's so busy.
I know. Life is just getting away from it. I can't wait for summer. Email us at downwardelainepodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
Spotify.
We need more ratings so more people can find us.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to know all the countries that we have listeners from?
Sure.
I looked at it recently.
Yeah. Because I know we haven't really been 100%, like,
awesome?
No, not awesome, but, like, well, no, we're always awesome. But, you know, like, on the point, like, weekly episodes or bi-weekly or we've just been...
We've been doing bi-weekly.
We've been... we've struggled a little bit, but it's just this time of year is...
It's hard.
Tabby, Jesus.
But so, I still think we are doing a really good job of...
Trying. We're trying.
Getting material out there.
Yeah, we are trying. So, yes, tell us all the countries.
So, obviously, 91% of our listeners are from the United States. Okay. But we also have listeners from Australia.
Cool.
United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Chile. Germany. Canada. France. Finland. Ireland. Dominican Republic. Ooh, holla!
Was it
we're going
me?
There soon.
Oh, was it me? Listen, no, I'm just kidding.
Brazil. Mexico. Spain. Italy. Norway. Poland. Nigeria. Russia.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Is he listening? He's trying to...
Trinidad and Tobago, Iceland, New Zealand, Sweden, Malaysia, Philippines, India, Japan, Netherlands, Austria, Puerto Rico, Singapore, Indonesia, Antarctica.
Antarctica?
Yes!
What?
Denmark, Malta, South Korea, Bulgaria.
South Korea, really?
Yes!
I'm like kind of obsessed with South Korea right now. Obviously, yeah. Look at my shirt.
Yes.
I'm a nerd.
She loves the BTS. All right. Belgium, Israel, Hungary, Jamaica, Aruba, Colombia, and Egypt.
That's insane.
Yeah, and obviously all these ones that I just mentioned are like less than 1%. So we probably have like one listener in all those countries.
Yeah.
But it's still really cool.
Yeah. And I wonder if we could find out what cases they listened to. I wonder if it was something...
If you are listening to this and you're in one of these places where we just rattled off, will you tell us like what you listened to or how you found us?
Yes. And tell us like what episode you listened to.
Yes. Like how did you find us? Yeah. We would really like to know this.
Yeah. Just email us at, you know, downmurderlanepodcast@gmail.com. It doesn't even have to be a long email.
No, just say and hi. You can do it in your native language. I am so-and-so from Antarctica.
Yeah. In your native language, and we will translate it.
Yeah, Google Translate will hook it up. But I just think it's fascinating. So, 72% of our listeners are female.
Okay.
Girl power.
Because we're learning.
23% are male. 4% are non-specified, and less than 1% are non-binary.
Okay. That's all right.
And the majority of them are 35 to 44 years old.
Yeah.
Bunch of 35 to 44 year old women. Weird.
Yeah. We relate to them.
Yeah.
As we drink our wine.
So that's about it.
All right. So until next time.
Take that trip.
But pack wisely.
Because you never know who you will run into.
Hopefully not Don or whatever his name was. Ted Hercut.
Ted Hercut. Bitch ass Ted.
Down Murder Lane.
Bye.